Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You know, seems like a good idea after you've had a few. Yeah, that's this show.
Riding in my car. And I'm listening to the radio.
It's time for Dukes and Bell.
Oh, someone told me it's the Black Beverly Hills. Is that true?
Driving in Atlanta just got a whole lot more bearable.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Hi, everybody. Carl Dukes and Mike Bell. The names that mean goodness.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Carl Dukes.
I drink and I know things.
Oh, don't question my authority, thanks.
King Kong ain't got on me.
Sometimes you just gotta call somebody, and I'm not ashamed to say it. You know,
And Mike Bell.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Hope you guess my name.
Bring a pitcher of beer every 7 minutes till somebody passes out, and then bring one every 10 minutes, right?
Get ready for the best 5 hours of your life.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Don't believe me, just watch.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
You know what? Why don't we start doing the stuff that other guys have done on other radio shows around the country?
No.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. One more day until the NFL draft. And Mike and I will be down at Mercedes-Benz Stadium getting you ready tomorrow. And then, of course, tomorrow evening, Mike Conti, Wes Durham, and Dave will take over. That's Dave Archer. As they get you ready for the first round, Mike, and throughout the first round of the draft. I got to tell you guys, as we get into this today, and we're going to talk to our NBA insider, Danny Green's going to join us before the hour's up. We'll get into all this playoff stuff. We'll ask him about the Trey rumors that are out there. And a lot of that stuff, guys, is going to play out after the season's over, when they crown a champion in the NBA and the offseason officially begins. But there's a lot of stuff. We'll talk to Danny Green about it. But, Mike, we heard Terry Fontenot speak yesterday, and he was talking about a lot of different things. One of the things that he talked about, and we're going to play this for you, is best player available. Right. And I always ask this question, like, what does that mean? What exactly does that mean for our team? You know, when you say best player available, because, again, if that's the case, Mike, you're not drafting for need. You're just taking the best guy off the board.
Right, and that would be arguably, depending on how the quarterback, you know, move up or how many quarterbacks get taken in those first five picks, then that means a wide receiver. Because that could be Roma Dunze. Most feel Malik Nabers is the number two behind Harrison, but then right behind that is Roma Dunze, and that's the guy that would be there likely.
Yeah, I just think this is that term, again, there are certain terms that general managers use, all right, this time of year. We're working the phones, right? We're open for business. We're taking the best player available. These are phrases mm-hmm. that you hear, not just from our guy, but across the board. Big O's doing all the things today. Turtle's going to be on after we get done at 7 o'clock. Can we hear Terry Fontenot, talking about this best player available? Falcon fans, what does this mean?
When we talk about best player available, it's really it's best player available for us, right? Because I think sometimes when people hear best player available, they're looking at some of the experts' list, right? And what each – you have 32 different draft boards, you know. They're probably a little more similar in the top 10 or in the top, you know, but as you're – they can get very different as you go through the draft, but you truly have 32 different draft boards. When you talk about best player available, really you're talking about best player available for us, and the key is not reaching for needs.
Okay. So, guys, what he's telling you is if Malik Nabers is there, we're taking him, right? Because right. he is arguably one of the top five players
right.
in this draft. If Joe Alt is there at 8, what he's telling you is we're taking him. Despite the fact that you guys don't want another offensive line, you want to be excited by some wild pick in this draft. That is what Terry's saying, right?
Well, I'll tell you what. If we got Joe Alt, I would not be upset because no disrespect to Caleb McGarry. He would be a swing backup or you just cut him or trade him. But, yeah, I'd love to see an upgrade at the right side. And if you're going to have Kirk Cousins for 2 or 3 years, you got to protect him. You know, because everyone talks about the blind side, but, you know, they also have guys come from the other side too, Carl. And McGarry is much better going forward than backwards unless he gets coached up by the regime. But I'm not opposed to that one. I wouldn't be angry about that one on a Friday.
Okay, so what if Brock Bowers is there, Mike, and he's the best player on the board? Is that what Terry's saying?
Well, then what are you getting for Kyle Pitts in a trade? You know, because now we're talking about, okay, now you got moving parts and redundancy in a position. So what would you be getting for – what is the market value for Pitts? See, that's a big if, isn't it?
It is, and I just think that is where this is a gray area. To say that is great, but do you mean it?
Right.
Because when you look at this big draft board, and it doesn't matter, guys, which one you're looking at, the top 5 to 7 players are the same across the board. You're going to have some variation simply based on things that guys have been saying about a certain player or somebody in an organization told somebody else, and you may have a guy slotted 1 or 2 slots down. But at the end of the day, it's still Caleb Williams, Mike. It's still Marvin Harrison. Right. It's still Drake May and Joe Alt and Rome Odunze and Brock Bowers and Quinyon Mitchell. Mm-hmm. All these guys are like top players. If we have a chance to get one of those guys, is Terry Fontenot telling us tomorrow that that's what they will do? Or is that not what this means?
Yeah, or maybe they got Byron Murphy ranked higher than the edge rushers, you know? Or maybe it's just all a bunch of nonsense and just going to go grab Latu. You know, I mean, maybe, as we said, some of this, and I know that it does seem a bit silly because you'd think that personnel people and guys who are watching and listening to all the, you know, ear to the ground and listening for everything else, you'd think, like, no. Okay, here's what this team is doing. Or is this team, do teams really pay attention to this misdirection and then buy into it? It's from a fan standpoint, it seems ridiculous. But we do see teams do it from time to time, and maybe that's why they do it.
Yeah. And by the way, I am not trying to confuse you in any way, but this is why I never believed this aspect of best player available. If that was truly true, this draft would look completely different. But teams are not doing that. Once you get past the quarterbacks, you're telling me you're going to take the next best guy because he's the best player available.
Yeah, I mean, and in the case of the wide receivers, you know, I don't know. I know we've had some fun talking about Darnell Mooney. Maybe he'll be great here in a Rams-style offense. It just seemed like a lot of money when we had other needs. But anyway.
By the way, I have to say that every time if you're wondering, because Mike from day one was like, I don't know who this Darnell Mooney is. And I said, what's up, Darnell? I got your back. So every time Mike brings that up, I say, what's up, Darnell?
Literally, because I had to talk to two of my buddies in Chicago. They said, oh, yeah, he was really good 2 years ago. I'm like, oh, well, that's intriguing. But, you know, they paid him. I mean, just like every year the market goes up for every position. It was just kind of like a little bit of sticker shock on a guy I wasn't that familiar with. I digress. But if we go with wide receiver, then you're certainly going to have a lot of speed, potentially, and a lot of athleticism. Although I heard Andy Randy today, the wide receivers is one of the biggest boom or bust picks in the draft.
It is. It is. 3 out of 4 bust, guys.
Right.
Specifically in the first round. 3 out of 4 don't work. So you're rolling the dice at that position, I think, a lot more, Mike. But part of that is the league has changed.
Right.
It's such a passing league now that you feel like you need to have those special guys on the edge, on the outside, should I say. And that's why teams are willing to roll the dice. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. By the way, if you're curious, Bet Online Odds, all right, thanks to our executive producer, Turtle, he sent this to us today, and I'm just going to read this out loud, all right? These are the numbers as of right now. Of course, this could change tomorrow because if something leaks or somebody says something,
Latu.
9-4 odds to be drafted at 8 overall.
Okay.
Dallas Turner, 3-1 odds. Again, this is Bet Online odds. Byron Murphy, Mike, hook him. 5-1 odds.
Yeah, there's definitely a buzz about that dude for us.
To be drafted 8th overall. Roma Dunze, 6-1 odds. So the last three guys, Turner, Murphy, right, and Adunze, those are really good odds for them to be drafted at 8 overall.
And I saw Jared Verse was like a 22-1.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah. They get to Malik Nabers, 25-1, because they think he'll be gone. Tarion Arnold, 33-1. Bowers is 40-1. Again, and these are guys that we believe will be in our range for whatever reason, how this thing shakes out. But Dallas Turner, Byron Murphy, Roma Dunze have the best odds, at least according to Bet Online, if you're into those kinds of things. And then
Latu.
So, and by the way, J.J. McCarthy's on here for the 8th overall pick. And yeah, I'm like, really?
Nah, that's
come
just
on.
Silly. That's just silly.
18-1.
No, I mean, the thing is, 8th overall pick might not be the Falcons selection. It could be Minnesota.
That's
could
true.
Be the Raiders. Could be even Seattle Seahawks coming up. Now, look, the most intriguing thing is, and we always talk about the trade down, and as I've said, in my 25 years, we've never gone down once, in the draft, but it is...
Not one time?
Never. This team has never gone down for me, Carl, in the draft.
Not once? I'm just saying, Orin.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. At least one time.
Never get it.
You at least you owe me one, don't
like,
you?
Like Eggs Benedict, can't get it at home.
Oh,
but anyway, yeah. So as far as moving down in the draft, takes two to tango, and would be interesting because it would open up a myriad of opportunities to go get edge rush. No matter if you want to do best athlete and everything else, if you move down and you can get into some of those edge rushes you just talked about, Latu at 11 or 13 sounds
yes,
great. Hey, that's fine. And then we could pick up a third or a second rounder or maybe even something for the future to account for whatever the NFL is going to do to us next year over Kirk Cousins. I'm down with that, too.
We talked about this, too, and we're not in the quarterback business at the top of this draft. All right, we're not going to go get one of these guys. But, Mike, we've talked about Drake May, and I just believe that there are a lot of teams that love his physical traits, his size. Guys, he's 6'4", 230. He's a dude now. He's stout. But I'm not a believer, right? I'm not a complete believer. And I told you when the draft started, I was like, people are telling me the comps are Justin Herbert, which is saying a lot. I mean, Herbert, we're about to find out how good Justin Herbert can be with great coaching, right? With Harbaugh. We're about to see. But the Drake May thing, why is he still one of the top guys? 6'4", 230, and a rocket arm.
Yeah, I saw that profile they had on him today. I guess it was on SportsCenter, or NFL, I forget. It was SportsCenter. I didn't have my coffee yet, or an NFL Network. And I was joking around with Carl earlier. Look, there's a million ways to get to the NFL, from a hardscrabble upbringing to a country club upbringing. But it was kind of funny. I was like, wow, that seems like a real a real great situation to grow up in. I was envious. I like living in that family. Yeah. They got a lot of cool stuff going on. Every older brother goes to play in sports and gets a scholarship, and some goes out to the pros. And their family looks like the family when you buy the picture frame at Target. They come as the picture.
It looks that way.
But again, nothing to do with this football. I did get a kick out of that, so I made the comment to Carlos. He's like, kind of looks like a guy that might have been the old Cobra Kai.
Well, listen, it's hard to imagine, and this is what we don't know. We don't know of any of these guys, like, when you come up that way, and it's not his fault, right?
No, nobody
gets to pick and choose who your parents are or what your family's like. You just have to accept it. But, Mike, if you do have a blessed upbringing, do you love this stuff?
That's always the question.
Do you love this stuff?
Remember when we had the draft, the Arizona Cardinals took Josh Rosen?
That's right.
All the guys. And we joked around about the angry old general managers and personnel guys. Yeah, he's on a hot tub in his dorm. Yeah. And he was a guy that didn't love the game. And just literally had his mind on other things, which is fine. But if you want to be a guy getting paid millions of dollars, the NFL expects you to put the work in.
All right, coming up, more conversation about the draft. Danny Green's going to join us at 2:40. We'll talk about all these NBA playoffs, the Hawks, and much more. But when we come back, Max Fried, we needed that.
Woo.
It's Dukes and Bell.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This hour is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game. Visit ManCaveStore.com. It's Dukes and Bell. We are going to continue our conversation about the draft. We're going to talk some NBA with Danny Green. The playoffs have been interesting, to say the least. Tonight, Cleveland, Orlando. Wake me when that one's over. New York, Philly. And then we've got Denver and L.A., right? Tomorrow, that's tomorrow, actually. That's Thursday's games. Tonight, we've got Miami, Boston, and New Orleans at Oklahoma City. So Thursday, those three I just mentioned, and then tonight, just two games on the schedule.
You know, it's funny, we talked about that Pascal Siakam trade we were trying to pull off earlier, man. He looked pretty good last night for the Pacers when they needed him, didn't he?
He went off, man. They've got a lot of offensive weapons. I mean, they scored 125 points on Milwaukee. Listen, you needed Dame to go off in game one to win that.
Yep.
And Giannis has got to come back. I think for them to do or at least advance in this series, I like Indiana. I picked Indiana to win this series. And now it's tied at one apiece. So Danny Green's going to join us. We'll talk about all those things coming up. Mike, what did you make of something we never see anymore in Major League Baseball last night with our Braves?
Yeah, it's right up there with the eclipse we just had. That is a complete game. I know that in the old days, believe it or not, you'd have maybe 9 or 10 on a starter's baseball card every year in the 70s and parts of the 80s. But, yeah, it's just so rare. And Max Fried, the big thing was the pitch count. He was certainly economic and dynamic, and some guys, if you want to snicker and say it's a bad Marlins team, they're pros, man. It's still baseball, and he did his job, man. It was great. It looked fantastic. That's one of the fastest games I've seen in Truist Park, under 2 hours.
I love the pitch clock. Listen, injuries are not the reason why they're happening because of the pitch clock. Guys, it's helping baseball. And to Mike's point, when you've got somebody rolling like last night, rhythm. And I've said this, it's not for the guy who has no responsibilities. It's the family that goes to the ballpark. They got to get the kids up, school right. The next day. You don't want to be there till 11:30 at night. Then you got to drive home, and guess what? Kids are riled up. Nobody's in bed till 1. It completely changes the landscape.
Right. And I just felt, you know, for years, it's so funny because I used to rail. Carl, you get sick and tired of me saying this. I'm like, you know, between the robot umps and just tell the batters they got to get there in the box. That has been the ultimate game changer in picking up the pace and the rhythm. And last night, the rhythm was certainly the usual suspects. In this case, Adam Duvall, Darno had another good night. He is a 2-for-3. He's batting almost 300 right now. But, yeah, the big story was watching Max Fried just 92 pitches, 69 of which were strikes.
9 innings, 3 hits. That's it. 0-0-0-0. 0 runs, 0 earned runs, 0 walks, 0 home runs. That's an impressive night. We're going to hear from Max Fried coming up here in just a second. As always, guys, find us on social media. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up, C Dukes. And this radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Stay up on everything that's going on, including this week with the NFL draft. There will be numerous stories and tons of stuff that happens. The only place you're going to hear it first is right here on Sports Radio 929 The Game. Big O, let's hit some headlines.
Strap in, youngins.
Hitting the headlines with Dukes and Bell.
Brian Snicker was talking about watching Max last night. Snit?
No, but I mean, he was just so efficient tonight and, you know, just getting in the strike zone and putting the ball on the ground. Like I say, the guys were making some great plays, turned some really tough double plays. It's fun to watch.
Yeah, Austin Riley, I mean, he's right about the double plays. There were some plays that were made in that game. But for me, Mike, this was like a huge confidence builder, not for Max, for us.
Right.
Like the fan base has been saying, Max, we need you to be great. We need you to be the guy. And he looked the part last night. Like, this is the guy we expected him to be to start the season.
Right. I mean, to see him with an ERA up around 7, he cut it nearly in half last night. He's down to 4.97. So, yeah, I mean, look, whatever it was that I thought – I just thought the umpires got him so screwed up in that first – there were a couple of pitches that he didn't get, which just made that,
right.
that first inning in Philly a horror show. So that was – that's not what he's all about. So, especially in a contract year, whether that contract lies here or elsewhere in the bigs.
Here is Freed talking about trying not to think about the complete game as it's happening.
Try not to think about it too much. Stay in the moment as you know as much as you possibly can. Having really good conversation with Travis, working really well with him. And honestly, just trying to get back to the basics of who I am, and that's getting weak contact, getting ground balls, and being on the attack. And you know, it was something that I really wanted to you know emphasize this start, and you know, I felt like I was able to do that pretty well.
So
never too high, never too low.
Too low, no. He's right. And I don't know about you, but like when you get in those situations, it's like if you're playing golf and you go through about three or four holes and you're playing great and you par, you birdie, par. And all of a sudden it's in your head because you're like, oh, I got to hit the next one.
Right.
And Mike, it's hard to stay in that moment. For pitchers, it's no different. Everybody wants to say, well, they don't know. And you're not looking a guy in the eye. He knows what's going on. And it's like, I got to get through this. So he did a really good job with the concentration stuff last night. But 5-0, 3-0. Those are the two shutouts in the first two games. 8-1 in their last nine are the Braves. And more importantly, Mike, owning the Marlins so far. I know it's early, but 4-1 against the Marlins.
What you're supposed to do against the bad teams, you know, especially since you don't get to see them as often as you used to now. They're going with that fully balanced schedule.
Here is Freed saying that Travis d'Arnaud actually predicted last night.
A couple days ago, just talking to Travis, he had just made mention in passing that he was like, next time you go out there, I want a complete game. So just hearing that and just seeing how efficient Bryce was last night, really being on the attack, having low pitch count early, it just kind of motivated me or just kind of showed me a little bit of a path of be on the attack, get contact early and try to, you know, attack these guys. And if you give up hits, you can still give up hits and get out of the situation with a low pitch count.
Exactly right. That's one of our things we used to talk about with other guys, and it was Spencer Strider on this staff. And he was just, again, I never liked it a couple of years ago when Cole Hamels was trying to make the team. And remember, the whole idea was, well, they're going to get free to pitch the contact. Like, oh, I don't know if I like that. But, like, nights, you know, again, that's where it works. You know, and you're talking about, you know, you got a great bunch of fielders behind you. And you talked about it, too. Fielders hate those long games where the pitchers are just monkeying around. You're in a rhythm. Boom,
let's
boom,
go.
Boom. Every inning. 1, 2, 3.
D'Arnaud now. What is he? Getting in the guys' heads? I want a complete game. I mean, and all of a sudden, like, he planted that seed, and then it happens.
You know what? Let's work on Bryce Elder.
I need you to not suck.
You know, and that'll be great, and it'll be good to go.
Travis d'Arnaud, by the way, double, single, sack fly on Tuesday. Last five games. Just think about this. Travis, do not stop doing whatever it is you're doing right now. He's hitting .615, Mike.
Yeah.
5 home runs, 11 RBI, 6 runs, 2 walks. That is Travis d'Arnaud in the last 5 games. So you talk about carrying the squad right now, and we said it, him and Ozuna from the Braves. Carrying the squad.
Still and worried about that Braves bench?
Well, thank you. And I'm glad you said that. If Turtle was here, that would be a perfect statement for him if he was sitting right there, but he's not.
He'll have to wait some 4.5 hours to have his rebuttal at 7 o'clock tonight.
Yes, but no, why would we be? I mean, everything's fine. We're going to be fine, right?
Yeah. I mean, the Phillies aren't going anywhere, but yeah, we're going to be fine. And if you are the pitching, there's a bit of a leak with some of the starting pitching, you can always go get some, hopefully, at the trade deadline, although more teams are in it with the expanded playoff. But Braves now 2 games up. Phillies finally had that 6-game win streak snapped last night.
All right, guys, we'll see what they do as this thing continues. The homestand continues as well, which this has been a nice homestand.
Right on. We'll get into a full NFL blitz coming up at the top of the hour, but a big story today in the NFL, and that is the Penei Sewell contract, which resets the market, Carl, for tackles in this league. $28 million it averages out to. That's $3 million over the next tackle. And as you and I have talked about a lot the last few weeks, I know you were on Justin Fields in 21. I wanted Penei Sewell for this team and kick our man Jake Matthews over to the right side, but he just earned a huge paycheck from the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, Sewell was a smart play because at that time, if you go back, it was like the safest play.
Right.
And the Lions, I mean, I said this to Mike, he's better than any lineman we got on our team right now. Like, that. This is deserving. If you've not paid attention, and this is also why the Lions are going to be good for a while. Their offensive line is one of the best in the league, okay? They just didn't run the ball down the 49ers throat in the first half because it was a fluke.
That's a really good offensive line. But, Mike, they're handing out money because they have a good team. Lions also extend Amon-Ra St. Brown, mm-hmm. 4-year deal. He's been a big part of that offense. The next guy, by the way, is going to be Goff.
Yep.
He's going to get a big extension. He'll stay there. And they'll try to get this thing done in the next, 4 years or so between now and, like, this kind of deal. While Penei Sewell's in his prime, you've got a quarterback you trust and you believe in. You've got all these weapons and a lot of young weapons that you don't necessarily have to pay right now because you've been drafting so damn high all these years. It's going to be interesting to see if Dan Campbell can put it all together.
And we will get into it more in the Blitz, but Steelers not expected to pick up the Justin Fields option. He'll be backing up Russell Wilson this year in Pittsburgh.
You agree with that?
I mean, hard to know if you can't really see what you got, kick the tires on the goods, right? In your system. But he may not get that opportunity unless Russell gets hurt.
Yeah. Yeah. I think here's the deal. I feel like they're going to get him in camp. They're going to see what they feel like. Russ will start. If he fails or falls apart for whatever reason, Mike, we'll see Justin. But think about it this way. The Steelers will go into the next offseason with no financial commitment to any quarterback.
Right.
That's how they're looking at it.
Done.
So whether you think Justin should be and given the opportunity, if he does show and prove, then they'll potentially pay him. But you could have the Steelers go into next offseason. Russell's on a 1-year deal, and you didn't pick up the 5th-year option on Justin.
And the Steelers are generally in a position where they're not ever picking very high in the draft, so they'll have to move heaven and earth if they require a new quarterback coming from the draft.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Meanwhile, Wolves are up 2-0 in that series over the Suns. By the way, is that series over? We're going to have Danny Green on here in a sec. That looks like it's done.
Yeah, man. And last night I told Carl, there's nothing like playoff hockey. I know there's a real buzz about Atlanta and just which group may get a team here in Atlanta. If we ever get back to the hockey, man, we'll have a expansion draft, which gives you good players. It's just so much fun to watch. Last night, Rangers in a real nail-biter against the Caps 4-3. Lightning in the Battle of Florida fall to the Panthers. And Nashville won last night. So I just was going bananas. I was hockey-palooza. And then literally I could rewind the Braves game and watch it in 10 minutes because it was over so quick.
Yeah, it was fast. Pacers and Mavs also even the series in the NBA last night. So we're getting some good series. A bunch of these first-round series are going to go 6 or 7 games. All right, guys. NBA insider Danny Green's going to join us. We got to get his thoughts on this Trey stuff. Everybody thinks he's just going to get moved and it's going to be easy and we're going to get a superstar return. We'll talk to him about that and also the playoffs that are going on right now coming up on Dukes and Bell.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Counting down to the NFL draft. We're going to talk plenty more about it coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. And who potentially moves to come get pick 8. We'll tell you that coming up because I'm hearing some things. Right now, let's talk to our man, Danny Green, Odyssey NBA Insider. Insider calls brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe, equipped for adventure. Before we get into these playoff matchups, Danny, I just have to ask you, so the Hawks season finished. Obviously, they get beat by the Bulls in the play-in. And they did their exit interviews, and Trae Young was asked, do you want to be here? And he was like, yeah, I want to be here, but I also want to win. And there are already rumors out there about him potentially trying to be moved, that the Hawks are open to it. My whole thing, Danny, is, you just don't get superstars in return for guys, right? You just don't trade a guy and hope that, you're going to get more in return. And my thing is with you, I'm curious to know, do you think that happens? Like,
Everybody here assumes that we're going to get the most if Trey is traded for trading Trey. And my thing is, you may get draft picks. I don't know if you get a superstar in return.
Yeah, first of all, thanks for having me. It's good to hear from you guys this week. Sorry I haven't got a chance to say what's up. But, you know, rumors also stem, they all stem from somewhere, right? And I think this is kind of like an emotional thing because it's such a brief we didn't get a chance to see much of Trey toward the end. You know, they were playing, I think, like I said, it's like a, one of those things where you see, I feel like it needs more time to think on it, right? I don't think you'll get a superstar in return, one, but two, I think he's a really good player, but because they were playing so well without him and you see some of the frustration when they're playing with him in that playing game, they're kind of dictating all of that off of that. And it's like, you know, you can't base everything off of one situation or one scenario, you know? There was moments where him and Dejounte played well together. I think they can play well. You can find better pieces around both of them. Or like I said, you know, move one of the two. But yes, if you do trade Trey, I don't know if you get a superstar in return. You may get some draft picks. You may get some really good pieces. Brooklyn has a lot of good pieces over there, a lot of 3 and D wings. Those are guys you can use. But you have Sadiq Bey. You have Bogdan. You got some good pieces there. So I don't know what you do. But, yeah, they seem open to it because of how they lost. Or ended their season anyway.
I know that in the past, the idea, it was 2 years ago, we lost to Miami in a best of seven, and it was like they took away Trey. So I guess the management plan was to bring DeJounte in. Our beef has been, Danny, that to your point, the offense just doesn't flow consistently. The idea would Trey would move without the ball, and then Green would, you know, facilitate and drive and dish. And that, with Nate and now with Quinn, it just doesn't seem to work that way.
Said that was that a question?
Yeah, it's just how do you get it to work? How do you get two ball dominant guards to coexist?
I mean, you see Kyrie and Luka, they're doing it pretty decently. You know, you got to find a balance. You got to find the right pieces around them. They found a PJ Washington, a stretch four guy that can shoot it. They found a lob threat with Gafford and Lively. You need those pieces. Those pieces are very important. You need some three. You need a bench 3 and D guys. You got to figure out how to stagger minutes. And also how they play together. Some pieces work, some pieces don't. And it's hard. It's not easy with two or more than one ball dominant guy. I mean, even L.A., they have multiple guys that are ball dominant. They figured out a way, and they've made it work. So there's ways you can do it, but not necessarily every piece is going to fit, even if they're not ball dominant. There could be a ball dominant guy and a guy that's not ball dominant. It still may not work.
Danny, I'm going to give you some background before I get into this because I don't want you to think I'm biased. It's Danny Green, NBA insider.
I'm intrigued.
For years now, I have said that I don't think James Harden, okay, shows up in these big games. And series after series, team after team, that has kind of been the case. So after game one, and you just mentioned Luka and Kyrie, they win game two. The series is tied at one apiece. Game one, Harden goes off. Game two, he's 2 for 10 from three-point line. And my whole thing is game one, two, three, four – okay, great. But in 6 and 7, when it matters most, I rarely get the best of James Harden. I only say that to say they got a guy back last night. They got Paul George, Kawhi's back. But I don't know, like, if this looks like what it did when they were hot earlier in the season. Is this a championship-caliber team, in your opinion?
It's hard to tell, man, because they said they really haven't had much of an identity since the All-Star break. They kind of, I'm going to say, lost it. They were really good before All-Star break. After All-Star break, and then with injury with Kawhi, it's tough. But he said James plays really well early in the series. I'm interested to see how well he continues that. A lot of people say, you know, games 5, 6, and 7, they're not sure. But I think it's a different year for him. He has a different setup. He has great people, like a great group around him where he'll still be able to thrive regardless of the scenario situation. But their team is reliant on Kawhi's health, and that we don't know where that stands right now. Like, he played some last night. He looked decent. First time doing physical contact. So I don't know, man. I think, but these teams, whoever wins this series, it comes out of the series, I think has a really good shot at getting to the finals. Like this group, we're outside of Minnesota, but those two teams between the two of them can give Denver a pretty good shot for their money.
Harden can't carry a team, though, Danny. Come on, dog. You know it. He can't carry a team.
Don't belittle the witness.
He doesn't have to carry a team. He's got Paul George over there. He's got Kawhi Leonard. He's got Russell Westbrook, Norman Powell. He doesn't have to carry a team. He just plays his role there.
Yeah.
So you got the two guys making a lot of – they all making a lot of money. But you have the two guys making most of the money. With PG and Kawhi, you don't have to carry the team. You just have to carry your role to the best of your ability. So he should be fine in it.
He's swatting our questions out like Wemby. It's our man, Danny Green, man. He's a three-time NBA champion and a college champ with the Tar Heels as well here, our Odyssey Hoops Insider. All right, so LeBron and Embiid both working the refs after losses. Does that actually help in the long run? Or, I mean, you plant that seed or it ain't going to change anything?
I think it's going to help either way. You know how it is when a team is down 0-2, you're going to get probably a little more home cooking when you go back home. Nobody wants to see sweeps. Nobody wants to see series end quickly. You know, they want to see good basketball. And Lakers always get pretty good benefit of the doubt when it comes to foul calls.
Yep.
But, yeah, I think it helped Philly turning it in, the plays that they've seen. Bron speaking on it. You know, it can only help in that fashion. So, I mean, if they said something or not, I think it still would have gotten some help. But the fact that they said something, those two guys being the stars that they are, you know, they're going to take a look at it and look closely at how the antagonizing antics are happening with Joel and just some of the foul calls they missed with, Bron and D'Lo.
Insider calls brought to you by the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. It's Dukes and Bell. We're talking to our man Danny Green. Okay, so we can agree on this, though, right? Ant-Man is a star.
Yeah, we can agree on that.
Okay. All right.
We can agree on that.
He's
showing it. He's showing it, man, in multitudes of ways, not only just with, you know, his play, but again, his teammates to play. Like I said, he's giving those guys confidence. Jaden McDaniels probably had the best game of his season or maybe his career last night, helped leading them, and I'm sure that came from his confidence of, you know, him telling the world of how good he is. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, y'all got KD, but we got Jaden McDaniels. You know, everybody keeps going back to that. Him having that confidence in his teammates, you know, Cat's still getting back in rhythm and flow. But the way that they're manhandling Phoenix right now, it's showing a lot. And the way he's being the clear best player on the floor with a bunch of Hall of Famers, All-Stars that are there, is showing that, you know, he belongs in the conversation next year, probably in the MVP category. And he's showing why people are comparing him to MJ.
The way it is without Zion and certainly with no Jimmy Buckets for both the Pelicans and the Heat, you see those things being sweeps?
You know, you got to give Spo the respect, man. I don't see him getting swept. He always finds a system, finds a way. They're going to get one, you know?
Mm.
And New Orleans is good. I mean, OKC is young. They get out-rebounded. They're going to find a way. I said, there ain't going to be no sweep in New Orleans. That's a two-point game, the first game. I see that can go to seven. You know, it's a good matchup. Because OKC is young. New Orleans is young, but they both have pretty good matchup pieces. I said, the kind of experience, I said, I think there's more veteran leadership there in New Orleans, and more guys that have been there than there's OKC. So I don't expect a sweep there. I expect it to be a pretty good series.
More on the Falcons, more on the NFL draft coming up as we continue here at Dukes and Bell talking about the NBA playoffs. Tell me about my man Embiid, man. He said, we're going to win this series. And I was like, Joel, I'm not sure about that.
yeah, I mean, I love his confidence. He's supposed to. Any leader that doesn't have that confidence is not a real leader. He's doing what he's supposed to do. You know, he's putting the weight on himself, his shoulder, the pressure on himself. And he's taking on him. I'm sure they're going to come out differently in game 3. They're going to win game 3.
Okay.
Now, game 4 is the one that's going to be really hard for them to get, and game 5. They get both of those, then I believe in them. But they lose one of those, I just don't see them making it out of that series.
I know, last thing for you, I know LeBron has come back from a 3-1 situation when he's with Cleveland. But it just felt like to Mike and I to blow that 20-point lead the other night was just like that was a gut punch, right? And especially the way it ended. Danny, you've been in these big games. How do you come back from that?
It's tough, man, but you got to have the mental maturity. So he's been in the league long enough. He's been down 0-2. He's been down 3-1. He's come back. And so some of those guys in that locker room, they have some veteran leadership. So it's a tough one. It's deflating to be up 20 and lose to that team again for the 10th time in a row. Yeah, man, you got to go back to the drawing board and take it one game at a time. Refresh, you know what I'm saying, clear that, flush it, you know, get a new mindset, kind of clear your memory of that and not think about it and kind of just put 4 quarters together. You know, they've been playing really well the first half, sometimes 3 quarters. They got to put 4 together. So if they put 4 quarters together, they'll get a win. But so a team like Denver, they're just better than them. You know, Denver's just a better team. It's hard to just outbeat or outmatch or outfight a better team. Especially 4 times out of 7. They can probably do it twice. They can probably get 2 games. But ultimately, I just see Denver. They're just a better team. I see them winning the series in 5 or 6 games.
Sounds to me like Danny says the Lakers need to grab a Mamba mentality, Carl.
Don't listen to him, man. Don't.
Whatever mentality it is to get four quarters done, man, you know.
Don't listen to him. Danny Green, man, keep up the good work. Did I see you on ESPN, by the way, the other day? Did I see you?
I was there last week. Yeah, I was there last week, man. I'm doing some stuff for ESPN, doing some stuff with Betcast Live with Turner. I've done some stuff with Yahoo in the past.
Okay,
nice. Of course, I'm inside the green room with Danny Green. I've done some stuff with Odyssey, with you guys, of course.
Yeah.
I'm doing a little bit of everything, man, freelancing, learning the media side and getting the respect for the media side, trying to up in my game and be like you guys one day and have a staple in this game. But, I'm just learning and enjoying it as much as I can while I'm going through it.
Well, hey, doing a great job. Yeah. You keep it up. You can have Anthony Davis drop a microphone and walk away from you.
Man, you guys with the hitters, man. You guys got the lines today.
Oh, man, listen, we're on one, man. This NFL draft is driving everybody crazy. We're just trying to figure out, you know, what the Falcons are going to do and how this draft's going to play out. And, man, you're a sports fan, so you know right you know what time it is. Man, we appreciate you
stopping
by. We'll see where these series go. And more on James Harden next week, bro. Appreciate you.
Definitely appreciate you guys.
All right.
Cool.
And this is where we disagree, and I've been hard on Harden, but I'm not going to spend, you know, more than 2 seconds on this. Guys, when he was in Houston, they brought in CP3, Dwight Howard. He's played with some of the best all-stars of the time that they were in the league. Right. He goes to Brooklyn. Who's he with? Kyrie and KD, right? This is not anything new. He goes to Philly. He's playing with Embiid, who's the MVP, and he didn't hold up his end. So Danny is being cool because Danny is being cool. Harden doesn't live up to it.
Look, when they're healthy, it's like a Harlem Globetrotters, like yes. veterans type team.
It is.
But they never stay healthy. And then, you know, the question he kind of shot down with me is, and he said, look at Kyrie and look at Luka. And Luka, if we talk, him and Trey are very similar personalities. They can rub people the wrong way at times.
I agree.
And they're finding a way to coexist. Now, does the size help? Certainly.
Yes.
Certainly it does.
No, there's no doubt.
Because the important part about that, I think you got to realize, is that Kyrie is the one that had to make amends. He's the one that realized he had to change in order to fit into play. Luka didn't have to change. It was Kyrie that had to change to make it work with Luka.
And if he's changed and I've changed, we can all change.
Yeah. Coming up, NFL Blitz is on the way. Brandon Galdon. Guys, Brandon is one of our favorite guys to talk to. We love his broadcast. We love what he does for Bally's and certainly for the Braves. We'll talk about what's going on with our team coming up at 3:20. But we'll talk some NFL next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.